now call upon Jimmy Wales to conclude the case for the Crown.
Thank you very much. I guess the first thing I can say is that, wow, lawyers. Berkman Center at Harvard Law School, and my other two colleagues from Berkman Center are lawyers. And I'm not a lawyer. I'm a very practical person who's done something that I think is a little bit practical for the world. And when John Palfrey spoke earlier about he said the internet is not the greatest force of democracy, it's people. To me, well, that's a fairly pointless thing to say. Of course, people are always the greatest force of democracy. That doesn't tell us anything. That doesn't really describe anything other than that democracy is about human beings. So I didn't find it funny. For me, when I think about Wikipedia, most people, when they think about Wikipedia, they think about a website. They think about technology. They think about web pages and clicking on a computer. But for me, Wikipedia is a community. It's a large group of people all around the world. And I travel all over the world and I meet these people. And I want to tell you tonight some of the stories of some of the people who I've met, just because once you get a glimpse into what's going on, real people all over the world building something amazing, sharing knowledge and information which is transforming the world, it really is, it gives you a different insight into this question of the internet as a force for democratization. The first story I'll tell you is about a kid I met about a month ago in India. He was a teenager. I was doing a tour of some schools in the slums in Sangam Vihar. Sangam Vihar is an illegal squatter colony in Delhi where people are living. They've lived there for quite some time. They don't have any government services. They have no sewage, no water, no schools. But they do have a lot of activity going on there. And I met this kid in the street who told me that he had used Wikipedia in his studies to pass his 11th grade exams. This is somebody from a very poor environment, and I was very impressed with that. I was very, astounded by that. In fact, tonight, I met a few of the students here. Apparently, no one graduates from Oxford were it not for Wikipedia, so I heard. The other thing the kid told me, which may appeal to the fellow over here, is that he uses Wikipedia to find pickup lines for girls. But this brings me to my second major point that I've often been here.
Pardon? Edit here often?
Edit here often, yes. There's been this sort of vibe tonight that the internet's only about fun. It isn't really about democracy. But I actually think democracy is about fun. I think that when we think about what inspires people to change, what inspires people to throw off the chains that they have upon them, we have on the one hand, great leaders such as Chairman Bao here, who makes wonderful, very intellectual speeches. But we also have the young people, and the young people really are very interested in things like YouTube. They are interested in this window into another world, into a life that's possible for them, and the internet provides us a tool for that kind of information to get out to people.
So,
yes?
You were talking about India.
Yes.
Do you think in India there's a trade-off for NGOs? You were saying that often you don't have, for instance, clean water. Between if you provide a laptop with instant access, and if you, for instance, provide a clean water supply that prevents you getting cholera, and don't you think that in some ways sustainable development in terms of having clean water is more important than this kind of fiction we've created that having wiki is great if you're someone within a poor civilization around the world?
I will completely grant the point that it is entirely possible in our excitement about the internet, because it is clearly the most positive force for democratization in the world today. We can get so excited that we can overinvest or malinvest. We can make a lot of mistakes in how we promote this technology, and that's certainly true. So I'll grant you that point. The second story I want to tell you is about another young man in Iran. Iran is not exactly a hotbed of freedom of speech, but they do have a very active blogging culture, and they have a very active Wikipedia. They have a whole community of people there who are writing in Wikipedia. And one of the leaders of the community there has been reported to the police twice for his activity in Wikipedia. I was very alarmed when I first heard about this. He said to me, well, don't worry too much. Iran has a lot of problems, but like anywhere else, crazy people call the cops and the cops ignore them. So he wasn't too worried about it. But it tells you something that, you know, we hear these cases of, well, activists can do this and they can be caught or they can be threatened. The point is the activists are still doing this. Why do they still do it? Why are they choosing to do this? And it's because they know if you go to these people who are under very dangerous conditions to share things on the internet, they're doing it because it is the most effective tool that they have available to them. So the fact that, yes, people are at risk when they're using the internet in these ways, well, that's because they're heroes and that's what heroes do. My final story is about China. China, of course, as we all know, has a very restrictive internet regime. Wikipedia is completely blocked in China. But one thing a lot of people don't know is that about half of the people who edit in Chinese Wikipedia edit from mainland China. We have a very large community there, a very active community. And I always like to, in a lot of my talks when I have PowerPoints, I like to say to people, you know, what's going to change? What's going to bring down the totalitarian government in China? Is it going to be, you know, so here's a picture. Is it going to be guns? Is it going to be tanks? Is it going to be missiles? No, it's going to be KJ. KJ is a 25-year-old girl who lives in Taiwan. And every day what KJ does is she is on Skype and she is talking to the mainland Wikipedians and she's helping them get through the firewall. So she's teaching them how to use Siphon. She's teaching them where the open proxies are. She's running interference for them in making sure that the open proxies are available for editing in Wikipedia. Every day this is something that she's doing, and every day she's bringing a little bit more democracy and information and freedom to China. This is going on all the time in hundreds of thousands of ways all over the world. All of these censorship regimes are porous, they're becoming more porous, they will become more porous, and we do have to fight them both at a political level. We can't be blasé about the dangers of censorship, but I'm very confident that the internet will route around censorship. So, to sum up, I guess the main thing that I wanted to say is that we have heard a lot of things about the dangers, the risks, and so on and so forth, but if we believe that democracy is fundamentally about choosing, about individuals choosing the life they want to lead, the life that makes them happy, then we can't poo-poo pop culture and fun on the internet. If we believe that activists know what they're doing, individual activists who are trying to change the world, if they know what they're doing, we have to respect the fact that they seem to be telling us the internet is the tool that's the most important for them. So I urge you to support the proposition tonight. Thank you.